much for being here. It's a great thing to see students who are involved and interested and who really care about Baylor's next president and about the future of Baylor. And we're just so grateful to be here and to be able to hear your opinions and your voice about these really important issues that are facing us. Just a couple things to mention. They will be recording this session, so just plan accordingly, I suppose.
What's your language?
Yes, that's what I was getting. But I think it would be helpful if we just went down and sort of introduced ourselves as to sort of who we are up here.
Sure. So. You want me? Sure. I'm Joe Arms, and from Dallas, and chairman of the search committee. This is Wes Bailey, a Waco businessman who's on the Board of Regents and on the search committee. We have Dr. Dwayne Brooks, who is pastor at Tallawood Baptist Church in Houston, and again, a member of the Board of Regents, and Pastor Romero Pena, who's pastor of Christ the King Baptist Church here in Waco.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Chelsea Sailors. I'm the student representative on the Presidential Search Advisory Committee. And so I am helping, I suppose, with this process. Just a couple of things to note before we get started. There are a couple of people I'd like to thank for helping us get this together today. Ruth Prescott and Kay Dunlap have been huge helps in helping us set the event up, as well as several people in student government, Brian Fonville, Jacob Von Canna, Amanda Beatty. These people have been really helpful in putting together the signs and the cards that you've seen around. So these events really couldn't happen without the support of these people. And with that, I guess we get down to sort of the reason that we're here and that we want to hear what you have to think. And on the ends of the pews, there's some papers just with sort of four questions, maybe to prompt your thinking as to what we're looking to hear from you. You know, these are the things that we really want your opinions on. And so with that, I guess we are going to open up the floor.
Sure. I just want to say thank you also for attending. We know this is a hectic time of year. Finals are bearing down upon you. Sorry to remind you, but we really do appreciate the time and the effort to be here and to share with us your thoughts and your input. Obviously, Baylor exists for her students, and so the Board of Regents, the administration, the deans, the faculty, the staff, everyone is working to make this a great experience for you and to make your Baylor education as valuable as it possibly can be. So we're grateful for that. Chelsea is too modest. She's actually organized and scheduled and been very, very involved in this and done a lot of hard work to get us to this point. And she's also providing very strong leadership on the advisory committee. So you'll be glad to know that your interests are very well represented. And she's a thoughtful and mature young woman who is representing you well. And we look forward to working with her as part of the team. So, we should congratulate the students. I mean, Baylor continues to say each year we're bringing in the best and brightest classes that we've ever had in our 160-something year history. And so you are the best and brightest that have ever been at Baylor, and we're really proud of you. And you're to be congratulated on all you've accomplished already and all you're going to accomplish here at Baylor. And so, once again, thank you for your attention and your time here. We want to hear from you. I've been using this verse from Proverbs. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice." So we want to be wise. We want to listen to advice, and we want to open the floor to you to share with us, not exclusively from that list of questions that you have, but really anything you want to share with us. So thank you.
I'm going to go first because I'm a mother and I need to get home to my kids. So with your permission, I'm going to kind of cover the gamut. I'm speaking on my behalf, but I also have a family of Baylor alum in my husband's family that goes several generations back. And they are missionaries in Africa and cannot speak on their own behalf. So I'm going to kind of speak for everybody. I'm an MSW student graduating in May. My name is Beth Kilpatrick. And the thing I think that is really important to our family is to have a man who is mature enough to be humble and listen well to others, and yet able to be very decisive and make good decisions. Someone who is a collaborator, and whose commitment is to lead with service and out front leadership both. And I think we really value the 2012 vision, and we think very highly of it because we really feel like it's possible to be Christian and research oriented. We also feel like there's a way to do it that really respects those who have chosen teaching as a profession and really value the teaching side of things. And so we really want to see someone who can lead the school where both are valued equally and people understand the value of it and really feel respected. Those who have been here for 30 or 40 years and those who are brand new on the field both feel respected for what they bring to the table. And that's my input. Thanks for listening to us. Yep.
Okay. My name is Michael Lissy. I'm a freshman here at Baylor. But I still love Baylor just as much as any senior or alumni does. So I'm just going to say comment on, it's probably answer to the first question, what personal characteristics are most important. I would say that it may not be the most important, but one thing I would like to see in the new president is an energetic leader. I think it's really important that he be involved with the students and go amongst the students. I know I'm just going to point to an example of what I believe is a great energetic leader, Dub Oliver. Like, he knows, and I mean, he knows me by name. He's knows many students by name, and he's amongst the students. He goes to events, and even though he has a very busy job, I think an energetic leader is a very good leader, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right. Well, my name is Steph Schrader. I'm a fifth year / professional student. And it seems like ever since I've been at Baylor, it's been kind of split in half. There's been these warring factions, and I think it's really important to pick a president who hasn't taken a side in any of the controversies, any of the issues going back from when I was a freshman and Sloan hitting the fan, or even now, like things like the football helmets. I mean, we need somebody who's been away from the controversy and can kind of look at everything with a fresh set of eyes. Like, I would like to kind of echo the earlier comment about, I think it's possible for us to be a Christian university and be great. Well, why don't we take somebody from one of the universities we try to emulate and get them in as president? I think that would be an excellent idea, to look at people who have come and had experience in tier one places and can see what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, and what we need to be doing. And that's pretty much all I have to say. She already made an excellent point about valuing teaching faculty. I think that's something that us as students, since, you know, it costs so much to go here, would love to see people who, not only just a president who takes interest, but a president who supports the teachers who take interest in us. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Emily Saltz. I'm the sophomore class president. And Michael said it wonderfully. He said energetic. I would use the words available, open, and listening, and just very present on campus. What he talked about being energetic, just always being at every event, being present, and being very willing to listen to students and truly listen and act according to what you hear. So open and available are my words.
Hi, my name is Jacob Walter. I'm a senior. I love Baylor more than, I mean, I'm from Houston, and all, me and all my friends who go to Baylor, we all live near each other. We all grew up in church together, and we wear our Baylor stuff. I mean, that's all our closets are full of. We love Baylor. We love representing Baylor when we're home and over spring break, Christmas break, summer break, and telling people about how great it is. And there's one common characteristic that we don't share with I think one of the requirements that's required to be the president of Baylor is that's to be in the Southern Baptist Church, a member of the Southern Baptist Church. And I think that someone can love Baylor, can really help Baylor, and that can lead Baylor to be a tier one research institution and integrate the faith and research and just love Baylor. And I think that we're kind of limiting ourselves and limiting the pool of people that can really help Baylor go to where it wants to be. Thank you.
I'm Eddie Cito, a sophomore university scholar and a concerned student. So definitely showing up to this town hall meeting. Definitely love Baylor. I mean, I think most of us can kind of echo that consent. For our next president, honestly, like, I feel that as a student, we really don't see, like, what's going on, like, behind the scenes with administration and everything. So definitely, like, as president, I feel like he needs to be involved in student activities, like, and, you know, active, like, student life to see him, like, around huge events that people put on. And most importantly, there's been a rally coming up, like, in terms of diversity for Baylor University. I feel like that's a challenge that a president's going to have to take care of sooner or later, like coinciding with our 2012 vision, where we're trying to integrate everything all together. Like, I feel like diversity is a very important topic that Baylor will need to confront, and we feel like we need a president that's very headstrong in that. And in terms of supporting diversity and being open-minded to all the suggestions that student organizations make, whether it's a minority student organization or even fraternities or sororities, I feel like diversity is very important, and our whole world is so connected now that diversity is going to be an issue sooner or later. So I think Baylor should take the leadership position, definitely address it, and see how, I guess it'll be a kind of complex thing because we are a private Christian university, but to take diversity and kind of have it in open arms and take care of it. Like, I feel diversity is really important, and a president who will kind of, I guess, integrate that into our spiritual life or whatever, and also, like, also a president who is has a background in education, like, doesn't have another professor, and, like, his life is devoted to the students and for the progression of the university as a whole. So I guess educational background and diversity and open-mindedness for ex-president.
Hi, I'm Jordan Hanna. I'm a junior political science major, and thank you all for being here, coming in from Dallas and Houston and the Waco area. We really appreciate y'all coming to hear what we have to say. Probably the biggest thing for me is selecting a president who is able to unite the Baylor family, someone that we can trust, someone that the faculty, alumni, staff can trust, and someone that's visible. I love going to any Baylor event and seeing Dr. Garland there supporting the Bears and whatever we're doing. So I really love that. And in order to make that happen, I'd like to urge y'all to lean heavily on the advisory committee. I know they don't have a vote, but in order to satisfy those interests and just to hear what they have to say, I think that's very crucial to unite the Baylor family. And if that doesn't happen, then we're kind of back to where we were 2 or 3 years ago. So thank you.
I'm Zach Rodgers.
I'm Zach Rodgers, freshman class president, and I was what I want to see in a president. What a president does, it represents our university, and so I want to see a president that is transparent, and one that is going to uphold the 2012 vision. Because I'm doing actually a research paper right now, religion-based institutions competing in a secular academic world, and from all the resources that I've read, Baylor's almost come up in every single one that Baylor's going to settle for academic mediocrity if we don't drop our affiliation with the faith. And I personally think that we can be a top-tier school at the same time while integrating faith into our academics and by having certain requirements such as chapel and religion. And I believe that the president, our next president, needs to really uphold those values as much as possible. And I know that goes with the board, you have a very strong say in all that. But I also believe that I know that our president, it has to, you know, be a Southern Baptist or affiliated with all that. And so I believe that in order to fulfill our 2012 vision and our vision for years to come, that our president needs to be able to be transparent, and of course be like, I'm going to be like a broken record and say available and open and attend lots of events. And so transparency is probably my biggest thing.
Hi, I'm Claire Gasper, Brooks College community leader, student here for 3 years now, I think, graduating December. I guess the big word that pops in my head is discernment. Not only do we need to discern the best president for us, but also they need to be able to discern what's best for Baylor, because I'm afraid that while I've been here and while my sister was here, presidents have been making poor choices on things such as how to spend our money. And as people have been saying a lot about diversity, I think a great way to implement that would possibly to look at different faiths, such as maybe a Roman Catholic president, because we do have a strong Catholic representation, and I'm afraid that the Catholics feel really hung out to dry. I mean, between articles in the Lariat and comics making fun of our faith, it's tough for us. And I think it would show great strength if we could bring someone else who, from a different faith background, who's still Christian. And I think that would also show not only diversity and that we're welcoming for other Christians, but it also shows that we value tradition, because tradition's a big part in Catholicism and tradition's a big part in Baylor. I think that could bring out some really great things here at Baylor.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Daphne McGee. I'm a freshman here at Baylor, and I nominate Dub Oliver for president. Does anybody second that? Okay. during this year that I've been here, I've gotten to know Dub Oliver. He's gotten to know me, and it's just been really exciting to hear about the work that he's done here as far as, you know, being a champion for diversity. And so I'm going to hop on the diversity train. I think it's really important, though, because, I mean, heaven is going to be diverse. So why can't we kind of emulate that here at Baylor? One thing that's interesting that a lot of people have been saying, I want the president, you know, I want him to do this and I want him to be seen and he should be this. I'm like, why can't it be she, maybe? You know, just maybe, or, you know, I do value tradition, but also, you know, in trying to emulate heaven, you know, just diversity is a big, big point. And I hope it's definitely understood. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Amber Como, and I'm a sophomore here and the president of Brooks College. One of the questions on the student government survey about the presidential candidate was concerning his previous connectedness to the university. And I don't necessarily think that whoever our next president is needs to have a prior commitment to the university. I think that any candidate that we have can be taught to bleed green and gold and to love Baylor, so long as it's the best person for the job and someone that's going to uphold the Christian ideals of the university while striving to be that top-tier research university. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Sam Pomeroy. I'm a freshman here. And now I'm from Seattle, Washington, and one of the things that drew me down here, besides the great state of Texas, was Baylor's vision. I came down here and just like being around campus and being with the students and the people and the teachers, that everybody had a clear, distinct, like, I know this is redundant and corny, but I know where I'm going. And there was a really strong sense of that. And it's maybe not, oh, I know exactly what I'm doing after college, or I know exactly where I'm going with my life. It's they had a purpose and they had a distinct calling. And I think something very important in a presidency, in the leader of such a university, is that we find a man who is in sync with that vision and who is very willing to lead strongly and who is such a presence on campus that he's a role model for that vision. And Baylor 2012 was a very, very attractive thing, I think, for a lot of people. They look at it and they say, wow, it's going to become this great university, this wonderful thing with all these programs and this great reputation. And so I think having a leader, obviously, would be just someone that is very purposeful and set on accomplishing and knows how to go about that. So not that that's easy to find, but...
Hi there. My name is Mary Catherine Leslie. I'm a sophomore. I'm an out-of-stater, too. I'm from South Dakota. And what I would like to see is visibility. I would like to see someone who is with us and who we can recognize when we walk around campus. As only a sophomore, I don't have much background in this university as being a student, of course. But I do know that what we're lacking here is to have that leadership figure, to see that year after year. Where do we see someone to lead? Where do we see someone to follow by example when we keep having to change these leaders year after year? It's kind of startling, I think, for a lot of the student body to see such transitions between this university that we all love so much and people from Washington, people from South Dakota, who lives there, comes down to Baylor to visit this beautiful university. So I would like to see someone also who's relatable, who we can get to know, and who hopefully we can, if we have a pop quiz or something in class, know his or her name, maybe know where they're from, and so that they can be a good part of this campus and a good part of this community, this Waco community that so many of us have fallen in love with. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Atwood, and I'm a sophomore. And I think one of the things that's really important to me in whoever the next president is someone who's really going to promote and be involved in this idea of a residential campus and just really encouraging people to want to stay on campus and build those communities for not just their freshman year, but their entire time at Baylor. Because I know, like, 10 years ago, you know, Baylor was a place where freshmen lived on campus, and then their sophomore year and after, like, they all moved off. And I think that we're really headed in the right direction with the creation of so many living learning centers and the beginning of a residential college system. And I think that's something that's very important to me, and I know to a lot of the people who are sitting here in this room, and just something that we really want the next president to be involved in and to be actively promoting. So, thank you.
Good evening to everyone. I'm glad that y'all have given us this opportunity. And to piggyback on some of the things, first of all, my name is D.L.R. Mays, as in do Lord, oh, do remember me, D.L.R. Mays. And I am an undergrad alumni, and I am currently a graduate student here. I've worked in minority student affairs when it kind of first started, so I've seen various aspects of the university from a student perspective, from an employee's perspective, and now as a returning student. And the complexion looks totally different from when I was here, which that is a good thing. So we've had some leaders who have kind of took note of diversity as well. In line of residency and being a grad student, there are a lot of things that are different that are not convenient to what I feel that my money is giving the university that I'm not getting back. Some of those issues have to deal with parking, and I filled out the survey. They came online. I locked my keys in the car today, and there's just some things that's my fault, not yours. But there's just some things that are not convenient. I don't have internet where I live. I live out in the country. And personally, when I come to campus, a lot of times it's getting there, getting to the building and back. That's an hour of study time that I've sacrificed. Sometimes in Moody Library, all of the computers are filled and people are talking. It's kind of like a social time, but for me and the level that I'm needing to study and concentrate, I don't always get that. I'm wondering if there could be a segment to where graduate students could go that don't have all the conveniences that people have come up with. I don't have all the technology things. I'd have to rewire my whole house, take Romex wiring out, and change all the four-prong phone plugs to upgrade to be where I would need to be, and I don't have that capacity at all. All my money goes to Baylor. So I hope that the president coming in would kind of be able to hear the different constituencies of the university since we've kind of expanded beyond that. And on the visibility, I can remember only one president coming to a function, and it was involving some African-American alumni functions, as well as when I was here. And I very seldom see our president. So I would make it my point to go visit them. But other than that, it's kind of like, we're glad you're here, but do what you need to do. And hey, when you graduate, send us some more money. So we kind of, I'm just, from that perspective, hope that you would consider that. And aren't you the interim president? No, you're not. I've seen the interim president. I've sang at some luncheons, but by the time I try to meet him, he's been gone. So thank you all for being here.
Hello. I'm Jennifer. I'm a junior here at Baylor. And one of the things that I've experienced while I've been here is there's not a lot of interdepartmental cooperation. If I'm not within that certain field of study, they're not really willing to work with me. And this is just one example that I'm just to give you an idea. Like, I'm a film student, and if I wanted to use a room that is available to rent by anyone else, but because I'm not a theater student and I'm not an adult outside of Baylor, I'm not allowed to rent it, even if I have the money to do it. And so I just feel like the next president, he or she, should really help maybe work to where the departments can all be sort of helpful. I know there's limitations to that, but maybe there could just be a little more cooperation to help students be the best they can be, so that when they get out there, you can say, hey, that they're from Baylor, and then get more people to come, and it'll be great. So, yeah.
Hello, my name is Nisha Evans. I'm a graduate student. I'm from Illinois originally, actually. And just thinking about a quality that a president could have, I would like a president that's kind of a motivational speaker, that he can motivate the entire campus to rally behind the Baylor 2012 vision. I mean, I know that's one of the reasons why I decided to come here from Illinois. I also would like a president who can connect Baylor to the entire Waco community, that cares about motivating us students to wonder and be concerned about the people across the bridge. So if we could have a president like that, that would be great.
I'm Matt Moore. I'm a sophomore. And I just want to echo, first of all, something that's been said before, but I mean, I just think it's really important that we have a president who is able to blend together faith and academics. And I feel like sometimes we look at it as a balance, and there's sort of a prevailing, I guess, sense that, oh, well, you kind of compromise between one and the other, and you sort of juggle them. But I really don't think that's the case. I think that from a Christian perspective, the best and the truest academic work occurs through the lens and the perspective of faith. And so I think it's really important that we have a president who can understand that. Beyond that, I think it's important that we have a president who can take us up to 2012 and then beyond 2012. Hopefully this is a long-term president, and so we're looking to make a good hire. I know you are. So we want a president that takes us beyond 2012, that can continue to cast vision for where Baylor's going to be in the future. And as far as the process goes of selecting a president, I think it'd be good to see transparency so that those of us who are interested in it don't sort of feel like there's a lot of that we're left in the dark, or, you know, it's like there are these three mysterious candidates that, you know, might be going to be considered. But I think, you know, being as forthcoming as possible would be something that would be really beneficial.
Hello. I'm a Baylor student, but above that, I'm a pragmatist. And though I believe that the loftier ideals of an open president who's very vibrant and at all the sporting events, I really see two more fundamental and key issues at hand. One, that the president properly reflect the ideological leanings of Baylor University, which I will leave to be determined to people far wiser than I am. And two, that a president has the ability to raise lots and lots of money. I'm being completely serious. One thing that unites all of the top-tier schools, regardless of their ideological standing, regardless of how they are led, is that they have a very large endowment. And I see that even beyond 2012, even beyond whether or not this is right or wrong, the key to Baylor becoming a top-tier school is an influx of capital. That is what I want to see in our next president.
Hi, my name's Andy Bell. I'm a senior here and a future regent, hopefully. I can have lofty goals. While transparency is good, and while Dub Oliver would be perfect, and sorry, I happen to like my off-campus apartment, so I can't wish for that. But what I think is extremely important, echoing a lot of the sentiments here, is someone who can integrate faith and learning and whose primary goal that is. I came to Baylor for the Christian environment and for the people that I knew would probably find their way here as well. Due to that. But that being said, I feel like Baylor right now, academically speaking, while I feel like I've received a great education, and a couple of you have heard me say this before, it's currently holding backup status to state schools, I feel, especially in high school when I was having conversations with people. And I know that we've done a lot as far as improving admissions processes over the past 4 years while I've been here. But I feel that a huge PR run in the state of Texas would be great. And then a lot of people up north haven't heard of Baylor University. And I feel like in order to improve our draw as an academic institution and a Christian institution, we need to start reaching, we need to start trying to reach those people who may have not heard of us due to our standing as kind of a backup university in the state of Texas. So, again, you know, schools like UT and A&M, harder to get into than Baylor, but once you're in, it's a whole lot easier than Baylor University. So I feel like we need to improve that image so that we can draw a crowd who will be more respectful, I guess, of the high academics that we already hold.
Hello, my name is Travis Chapman. I'm a sophomore neuroscience major from Oklahoma. I'm wondering if I can ask a question.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. It seems like everywhere I go lately, there's a really strong ecumenical spirit. Prime example, next door we have the Spiritual Life Center rather than the Bobo Baptist Student Center, right? And I'm just wondering, do you think it's important that we try to find a president with those same goals in mind? And if so, would you consider hiring a non-Baptist president? And may I ask one more? How exactly would you define Baptist? I'm not sure if you gave a clear answer as to whether you would consider hiring a non-Baptist president. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Could you just give us all the requirements, all those bylaw requirements that it would take to be president? Just kind of share with the group. That's the one? Okay.
Hello, my name is Michael McMillan, and I'm a freshman music education major here at Baylor. Two points that people brought up earlier that I think are important. One of them is the communication and the relations between the various departments within Baylor. I know for me, experience trying to do work with the theater department is very difficult unless you are a theater major. Various just workings in between departments and students who want access to certain classes that the only requirements are that you have a major in that field as have applied to some classes that I have looked into and have talked to others about. The ability to be able to participate in those open level classes, the very beginning level classes, and the only requirements would be class related to what classes you have taken in order to gain entrance into those instead of a specific major or specific career path. And then the second thing that I think is important for our president is that he would not just pay lip service to the faith, but that faith would be an integral part of his life, that he would live out his faith and his actions and the way that he presents himself. And I believe that one of the most important ways that he can do that is to have the Baylor family reach out to the Waco community. As people can see driving down I-35, there's this side of Waco, and they get to see Baylor and the buildings and the architecture and everything, and then they can look over to the other side of Waco and see the poverty that some people are living in. And so I think that is important for the future president of Baylor to live out the faith in regards to our relationship with the Waco community and to making a difference and impact in the lives of the people that live around us. Thank you.
I am Jacob Casatati. I'm a freshman here. Bouncing off of what he just said, I'd like to see a president that kind of like tries to erase the Baylor bubble / Baylor brats outlook of us as students, because as a member of a lower middle class family, I mean, I understand how hard it is to live in places like Waco. I come from a similar neighborhood, and sometimes I drive around in a car with a green sticker, and then automatically I'm labeled as something. And it's kind of hard to have a conversation with someone from the community, being a member of a school that's looked at as just a bunch of rich kids. So just a president that wants to reach past I-35 and into the community.
Hi, my name is Grant Sheehan. I am a junior international studies major, and I guess I had filled out the email survey about the president earlier today, so I won't necessarily go on the things that I put there, but just some thoughts that I was thinking about as people have been bringing things up was I think it is important for there to be for a president to be very involved in the student life from our perspective, but I would also just, as to be someone who throws it out there, it seems like a president's role also is very much external relations, like what they were just talking about in terms of reaching out to the Waco community, and also just kind of whatever a president does that has to do with something other than internal, what the university is doing. I think it's important for them to have lots of experience with that. Something else that I also wanted to mention, I forget who had mentioned it, but someone before me had been talking about needing to improve Baylor's image amongst other schools, and that Baylor is often seen by high school students as a backup school and things like that. I work in the telecounseling center at the admissions office, where we call high school juniors and seniors and talk to them that have expressed interest in Baylor, and you know, talk to them about where, you know, what schools are you looking at, what do you like to do, what's important to you in a school, things like that. And I would say that in my limited experience of just having worked there this year, very consistently the students that I have talked to that are seniors right now that are coming up in the run-up on May 1st, deciding on what school they're going to, when they tell me that they're going to a school other than Baylor, you know, we just, you know, hey, can I ask why? Just it'd be helpful for us to know. The consistent response that I've gotten is that it has to do with finances and just how expensive Baylor is compared to state schools and things like that. And so I don't know how much the president would be able to even affect that at all or whatever. I would say, though, that something I would value in a president is someone, if we're seeking to increase reduce the seeing Baylor as a backup school or as a school that's not as high as some students' preferences, I would say that is a major thing that we need to would need to work on to address, whether that means, whatever that means. And so perhaps there's a certain amount of our friend's pragmatism that we should look more into than we have in the past. I don't know. And so those were just some things that I thought would be important. So thank you.
My name's Colin Bullard. I'm a student at Truett Seminary, and I live here on campus in Brooks College. And in terms of a lot of different things that we've heard, I'd like to offer a perspective on the weight of how important some of these things are. I agree wholeheartedly that finances and residence halls and enrollment and reaching out to the Baylor community are all things that I want the president to see as important and worthwhile pursuits. And I would expect him to hire the appropriate VPs of enrollment management, finance, and residential living, campus living and learning, to do those things and pursue those things. But the president's job is to lead the university. And so more than any other quality, I think that having a background in higher education and to know the culture and the organization of a university is really important. Universities operate in political, symbolic ways that other organizations don't quite have, especially in the private sphere, in a private university. And so I'd like the president to have an experience in education so that they would know the culture and organization, not just of a place like Baylor, but of a university, so that they would be able to lead and do it effectively. Because I want a Baylor that wants, I want a president that wants to reach out to the community around Baylor. Unfortunately, if a president doesn't know how a university operates, they may not be effective in initiating pursuits like that. Does that make sense? Okay, so that would be one of my main concerns. Thanks.
My name is Trenton Smith. I'm a sophomore. I have two quick points. I'm concerned about the recent obsession with this 2012. I feel that sometimes we lose our status as a teaching university, and I feel like we get rid of professors who are great teachers but aren't publishing, and I feel like we are so obsessed with our U.S. News and World Report ranking that we, you know, lose sight of the fact that this is a university that teaches students that are people. We're not numbers. We're not statistics. We're not just checkbooks. I mean, we are people, and we need to have a president that encourages professors to teach and to love students first and to love sharing their knowledge first. And, you know, it's important to have a good ranking, but we have that. Maybe we should have a president who emphasizes that students are people, too, and not just a means to an end. Thank you.
Okay, I think this comment is actually more important than my first comment. My name's Daphne, again, by the way. I just want to urge the selection committee to just be in prayer throughout the entire process. Baylor, just being called a Baptist university, is going to be put out there as an example of Christ, basically. We're going to be held accountable for the things that happen. So just make sure that you're in prayer. Just open to hearing what God wants you to do as far as picking a candidate, because ultimately, you know, it's His will that's going to be done here at Baylor. So just be open to that, and then, you know, everything will pretty much fall in line. So,
well, good evening. My name is Brian Fonville. I'm a senior economics major from Garland, Texas, and thank you again for being here. We're all pretty much ready to go to Delosa tomorrow, but I'm glad that we still had this good of a turnout. I spoke at Premier this weekend, and I was asked to sell Baylor, and really I feel that Baylor kind of sells itself, but one of the things I said was, and I told the group, the parents and the students, I said, Really, for me, in my experience, when I look back, Baylor is about the people. And being a senior and looking back over the last 4 years, we have such incredible people here, faculty, staff, students. We have great alumni and leadership in the university. And the unfortunate thing for me is that during my 4 years, specifically with my class, that we've been asked in some ways to bear the burdens of the instabilities that have occurred. In saying that, I feel like, and I've expressed this in my guest column, is that students, as well as alumni and faculty, are looking for somebody that they can trust. To reiterate what was said, I think trust is best built when somebody has a track record for success at other comparable universities, someone that has been able to maintain a harmonious relationship with all the various constituencies. To reiterate what was said, someone who can fundraise, but more importantly, somebody that's committed to keeping the cost of a Baylor education affordable. As you've heard, there are financial strains placed on students. It's cost a good amount to come here, but it's worth every penny. And somebody that can come in and fundraise and keep that endowment strong would be somebody that would be valued. Ability to relate with students has already been said. And then finally, or two other things. One, I'm a business major, economics and finance, and so I know that Baylor's operating budget is pretty sizable and the endowment as well. Somebody that has the financial competence to come in, manage those costs and those revenues in an effort to keep the cost of a Baylor education affordable. And then finally, the last thing I want to say is somebody who understands Baylor's commitment to academic excellence within a Christian environment. That's the most unique thing about Baylor. That's what draws so many people here. Somebody that can come in and that embodies that mission, that lives it out in their life and that makes decisions based on that is somebody that I think students could really get behind. So thank you.
I just wanted to add one thing to what I said earlier. I think it's also really important that Baylor's president be someone who will listen and listen sincerely. I think that students and faculty and whoever else can tell whenever the president or anybody is actually interested in their concerns and when they're really not. And so I think it's important that the next president be someone who will genuinely listen and be interested in the concerns of all of Baylor's constituencies. And this doesn't necessarily mean that, he or she always does what everyone wants, but I definitely think that even in an instance where a president, doesn't agree with a certain constituency or whatever, I think that you can tell whether or not they actually care about the things that group is saying, or if they're just sort of out there making their own decision and whatever that particular group is saying really matters to them. So I think having a president that cares about those sort of things is really important.
I guess while we're adding on to comments, I would just kind of like to echo that Baylor's commitment to bettering itself has brought a lot of us here, but I'm going to have to kind of, I guess, partway go against everyone who's saying that 2012 is the reason. 2012 has been so divisive in its implementation that even though I believe that it was founded on a solid set of great ideas that people can really support, it's the devil's in the details. And we really need a guy who's going to be practical. And again, going with the whole theme of we'd like to keep costs down because it really puts a strain on us, on our family relationships, to spend this much cash on just going to school. And I'd really like someone to be practical with whatever plan we decide to go forth from here. Someone who will listen and take a keen interest in all of the different constituencies and our needs and prioritize, what is going to help
the most number of people on campus? Do we need more green space, or do we need maybe some more journal subscriptions in the library? I would side with the latter, but that's just me. So practicality, someone who can keep costs down.
Claire Gasper again. I think the selling point for me for Baylor had absolutely nothing to do with the 2012 vision. It was about the professors. And that's what's kept me here at Baylor. And I think that should be our selling point, is that we have great professors, and people don't realize that. I'm a math major, and I didn't realize what great, like honestly amazing math staff we have here. And if we could get the word out that we have this wonderful math staff, great Spanish teachers too. I'm a Spanish minor. They're amazing. They're wonderful. They're helpful. I think that would be a big selling point for students. Staff that you can get to know very easily, and they're very friendly, and that they actually want you to learn.
Jennifer again. One of the things that I really liked about Baylor, and I think is a big selling point, is it really is a family. I came in as a freshman and really felt like I was a part of something much bigger than myself. I wasn't just some number that was getting a degree, but I was becoming something much greater that was really working towards that. And so when you're looking for a leader and you're trying to tell them to come to Baylor, they're really coming to an institution that means a lot more than just, it's not a degree mill, like it's something great. And so that's just something that I really truly believe still to this day. So, yeah.
Hello, Colin Bullard, Truett student. There are a lot of universities that have traditions like Baylor and have alumni who are like family, like Baylor has. There are a lot of universities with great students, like Baylor has. I think that the selling point that makes Baylor unique is that we educate men and women for worldwide leadership and service in a Christian environment. That when you're a part of Baylor, you're a part of changing the world in Christ's name. I think that other universities educate men and women to go out and do a lot of things, whether that's make money or, you know, be positive influences in society in whatever way they can. That's great. But what makes Baylor unique is that we're service-oriented, and we're about the whole person. We're about the student academically and spiritually and in every other aspect. And when you develop students like that, you're a part of something that's, well, you're a part of something more. Thanks.
Hi, Jennifer Atwood again. I think one of the big selling points for someone who would be possibly interested in coming to be president at Baylor is that here they get the opportunity to not just be a person who leads a university and also happens to be a Christian, as they would have to in most secular universities. But this is really a place where they're being called upon to lead a university and lead this group of people as a Christian. And so I think that's something that would really interest a lot of people and call a lot of them to Baylor because this isn't a place where they have to keep that part of their life separate from the decisions they make for the university, but in fact it gets to like influence all the decisions they make and everything that they do. And so I think that's something that's very important and that should be played up to them. So thank you.
DLR Mays, in terms of recruitment, that is a good point because we do want presidents with experience. And I would like for you to know that if there's someone out there that has made a change at a university and we are wanting them to think, hey, what would make you get out of that seat where you are, just like we do with our coaching staffs, and come over here and try to make a difference, this is what I think you should also sell them. We are a cohesive family. We're still intact, we're still growing, but we do need guidance. We're not looking for anyone to cut off our arms, fingers, and toes, but we do want someone who's going to support us, direct us, because we are overcomers. So if they can help us to overcome, if they've done that in another setting and they're looking for a challenge in a Christian and faith-based environment, then tell them to come out from the world and come on over here to the Bible Belt and the Brazos on the River to do so. Another thing I would think would be important is for that presidential candidate to know that we do put our money where our mouth is. I'm sure they will be accommodated, supported. All of their whims and needs will be met. All they have to do is do the job, just like when mom and dad says, all you have to do is go to school to study. You get that degree and then come home. We're going to accommodate and we're going to support their needs of the of their family. Also, I think it would be important as you're recruiting for them to know that, so to speak, we're not in need of a resurrection. We don't need like an about face or a turnaround, but we're looking to like kind of have an upgrade, upscale toward the rapture time. We're wanting to magnify the Lord's name as well as magnify our presence in an academic community that's strengthening minds, souls, and bodies to higher education. So thank you for that. Oh, and if they're scared, they need not apply.
In terms of recruitment, I think a major selling point that I think you should emphasize is the uniqueness of our position. Historically, it seemed like research universities have had to get rid of their Christian affiliations in order to do the best research possible. And I think that's ridiculous, because I think the real foundation for a lot of the mission of universities has been in the Christian tradition. And so I think you should really emphasize that this is a historical thing that someone could be a part of. Thank you.
I think that in terms of a selling point for someone to be president is, and Colin touched on this a little bit, that we're a school that's deeply rooted in tradition, whether that be from our Christian tradition or from the more visible things like homecoming and Dia del Oso, but that we're a university that's strictly rooted into our traditions.
Eddie Cito again, university scholar, whatever. One of the things that I think is a selling point for Baylor is, honestly for me, I know a lot of people said that they think Baylor is a backup school or whatever. For me, that was the case. Baylor was a backup school. I was looking at some other top-tier universities, and I eventually chose Baylor because of, I guess, I think the another trait that I found out was acceptance. Obviously, I got waitlisted from the top-tier universities, so I felt like they didn't want me to be there, that I wasn't accepted there. But Baylor like gave me the acceptance letter really quick. Like, it was a quick turnaround. They kept the, like somebody was talking about the telecommunications calls. Like they kept up with me over the summer. So I think a really strong point is about Baylor's acceptance and just letting the candidates know that Baylor's accepting of them, of their personality, of their background. Just Baylor's okay with it. Like we won't hate them or whatever if they have different backgrounds. Like we're really accepting, and I guess we're really open-minded, and we actually have we have this huge 2012 vision, but we also have other goals that we can set and that we can accomplish too. So I guess acceptance is it's a huge, I don't know, selling point for Baylor.
I know I'm coming up here a lot, but this question of recruitment kind of reminded me of when I was trying to convince my mom to let me go to Baylor. I went to high school out in the Seattle area too, so yay that guy, wherever he went. And, you know, I went on a tour and loved it. I used to live in Waco in the early 90s, and it's a great small town. Don't let any of the people who hate on Waco convince you otherwise. And it just, all these things that I would tell my mom, you know, I was like, it's the largest Baptist university in the world. Like, it doesn't matter. You can't, destroy that in a day, you know. It's the oldest school in Texas. There's this great sense of history and tradition that just is with you from this time you step on campus. And, you know, I was really impressed by the fact that we had the longest homecoming parade, or largest something. It's the biggest somehow. And, was really impressed with the Christian mission. It bothered me when I was in Washington public schools that I couldn't wish somebody a Merry Christmas without getting in trouble. Couldn't make a Merry Christmas flyer and stick it somewhere because they would try to be politically correct about it. You don't have to be politically correct about your faith here. And that was one of the major draws of going here as opposed to another school in Texas. And our sports teams are improving. This is the first time in years that I've been excited about football season. So there's so much going on that is just improving and getting better, and coming in right now for a university president, it'd be a great place to start.